And my friends, the big story today, a longtime county commissioner, you've heard me talking about him, in this county in which I reside, Lubbock County, keeps arguing that the effective tax rate, folks, he expressly argues this, that means in writing, keeps arguing that the effective tax rate is a tax increase. Well, so I invited, who do you go to? Who's your top person to set the record straight? Well, none other than our friend Glenn Hager, the Comptroller of Public Accounts for the great state of Texas. And he'll be joined as well with one of the folks from his office, Chris Bryan, who has looked at some of this stuff that is so perplexed you listeners out there who live in Lubbock County and wrote to your Commissioner McKay, Bill McKay, and told him, you know, adopt the effective rate. We don't want a tax increase. First, he wrote back to everybody saying expressly that he said that it's all the tax increases are from appraisal increases. And even if we were to adopt the effective rate, our taxes would increase on average almost $11 per year, which, folks, is a pretty big tax increase on county property taxes. And then on Monday, he sent out to people who had contacted him this convoluted thing that I think he believes shows that, well, in the past we've adopted the effective rate and it was a tax increase. The numbers on this sheet are absurd. And obviously, it's just all mixed up. And a lot of you were flummoxed by it. You know that this has been more than a decade, near a decade and a half of me talking about it, trying to get people to understand. The elected officials used to lie about this all the time. Then people finally caught on to what they were doing. And that kind of ended 5-6 years ago. And then the House and Senate started addressing property tax reform. But we've got this guy in Lubbock who even some very well-known people, a very well-known person, showed up at the commissioner's court meeting publicly last Friday and tried to explain this to him. And from the dais, he insisted, no, effective tax rate, if you adopt that, that's a tax increase. So I thought we'd have the Comptroller of Accounts, Public Accounts for the great state of Texas, join us. Glenn Hager. Glenn, you were in Lubbock last week. I'm sorry I was unable to make the event, but it was during the middle of show prep in the afternoon. And, well, this is what I do for a living, so I can't go do things in the afternoon. Welcome to Pride on Texas.
Good to be with you again.
Well, I've kind of laid this out. You know, we've all fought this. Susan Combs used to be just infuriated by how they would blame tax increases on appraisal increases. And of course, she was the ag commissioner, but then served as in the position in which you are in. There's nothing new about this. What's kind of new today is somebody still publicly and in writing to constituents insisting that appraisals are what raise their taxes, they don't, and then making this incredibly absurd claim over and over that if they adopted the effective tax rate, that would be a tax increase on the citizens out there. So I'm going to let you explain it in general, and maybe you'll want to have Chris come in and we'll talk some of these details he's put out to people.
Yeah, happy to. And, you know, Pratt, I just wish you would tell us a little bit more how you feel about this. You're not coming off strong enough about how you feel on this. No.
Well, I'll get ramped up while you're talking. How's that?
I understand. No, it's all good. No, it's great to be with you again, as always. Happy to talk about it. You know, kind of the simplistic form is if you look at what our values were on our homes, businesses, whatever we may own in a particular county, this particular instance being Lubbock County, last year and whatever our tax rate is, and then move forward to this year, not looking at anything that somebody may have built, you know, a new building, added on to their house, or any kind of what we call improved properties. If you look at what we had on the tax rolls last year, whatever the rate was, you move fast forward to this year. If your values across the board went up or went down or a combination of all, because it's usually a combination. It's not everybody goes up exactly the same amount or down. Let's pretend they all go up. Well, then the effective tax rate will be adjusted to make sure that you collect the same amount of money as last year. Now, again,
from those taxpayers.
What is that?
From those same taxpayers on property that remained the same. That the effective rate. Yeah, go ahead.
That was from last year. You know, so the point being is if there's a new building this year, then that's a new improvement. But based on last year's properties that were on the ground, moving forward to this year, as values either go up or down, that tax rate will adjust so you collect the same amount of monies that you would last year, the effective tax rate. Or, as the legislature passed, we know a couple bills this last session dealing with property taxes and school finance reform, and so therefore now it's being called the no new tax rate.
Or no new revenue rate. It may actually be the technical.
Right.
I've been calling it no new tax rate, but I noticed somebody quoting the statute, and I think they say no new revenue rate, but it's the same point. They're not taking more money from you than they did the previous year, which is the effective rate.
Or in some cases, and it doesn't happen very often in Texas, with a growing economy, we're blessed to have a growing economy, but with that growing economy and population increases, rarely does it happen, but it can, and it has in some situations across the state of Texas where values go down. Typically, right. We've not seen that, but my point being it can be either way. Typically, it's right. Up, you're correct, but it could be down as well.
Sure. So, in other words, the effective tax rate, I mean, this guy said, well, it's a tax increase. The problem is, and even his examples he sent out and the things he says are, they're beyond absurd. And I know Chris was as gobsmacked by some of this as I was when we spoke this afternoon, because you find yourself looking for words because it's like beating your head against a wall. It's so frustrating.
Well, let me give you a hint here. I'm going to tell you and tell your listeners, if you don't beat your head on the wall, your head won't hurt as bad.
That's right.
But it
feels like it.
It's a helpful hint from Glenn Hager. Don't hit your head on a wall.
Oh, now, come on. You have to deal with the legislative session every 2 years, so you know what it feels. You know what it feels like. See, I got
exactly.
You there.
I feel like I'm hitting my head every day with them. Yeah.
Sometimes it's inevitable. And here's you have a problem here in that a public official is arguing publicly into constituents who are lobbying him to either lower taxes or not raise them. In other words, to adopt the effective tax rate, is expressly saying that the effective tax rate, adopting it, is a tax increase. And then puts out a list of years of past years of Lubbock County tax rates and claims that, well, we adopted the effective tax rate, for example, in 2014, and that was a tax increase on everybody because values went up. Now, that's where you end up, where he says because values went up, or in the email letter to everybody says because the appraisals went up. This is when your head wants to explode, because what he's claiming is mathematically impossible in that
yeah.
The values go up, then based on those values changing up or down, the effective rate is mathematically calculated.
That's right. Yeah, that it is calculated after the rates go up, your values go up or down from last year to this year, in the example we're using, and then the effective rate is calculated to keep it at the same level. Again, not taking into account a new building, some improvements that are made, which are outside of that. And then obviously from person to person, it's slightly different. I saw that chart too. I'm not sure what, we haven't had the chance or opportunity to make sure and compare that to old numbers. So I'm not really sure what's in there. So don't kind of want to really comment too much on it just because I'm not sure what's in there. However, some of the things to say, well, the controller's office, and we get this all the time, especially around appraisal notice season, people going and protesting their property taxes. Usually we get blamed. It's the controller's office that made us raise your rates. No, what happens is the controller's office does not have the authority to direct districts in setting individual appraisal rates, whether that's up or down, the exact same. What we do have the authority, and this is based in the state statute requires us to, per the legislature from many years ago for school finance formulas, is we do a study, we do a statistical analysis of about half the school districts every year to try to make sure that appraisals are within value. Everybody is uniform in the way they're going about things, because
right.
You want to make sure that, just to make a point, north of Lubbock, we'll take Amarillo, people can be in Amarillo and one can be in one county or the other county. You want
right.
to make sure that if that was in two school districts or two counties, that they're being treated exactly the same. So, we do that for school finance formula purposes. But the point being is, we don't dictate what your values have to be, whether they are the same up right. or down.
And he does certainly imply that a right to, for that to be inferred and actually calls out the comptroller's office and that the state sets the values in these things. But take the break. We've pushed a little bit late. Y'all hold on just a moment. The comptroller of Texas, Glenn Hager's with us. Also, Chris Bryan from his office.
My wife loves my Green Mountain Pellet Grill nearly as much as I do. We both look at the different recipes and are really enjoying trying many different types of meats, sides, appetizers, and even desserts. We have so much fun with our Green Mountain Pellet Grill. Instead of one of us asking, "What are you cooking tonight?" we're now saying, "What are you Green Mountain grilling tonight?" Our Green Mountain Pellet Grill has opened a whole new world for us, one that we enjoy with all our family and friends. Go to greenmountaingrills.com to find a dealer near you. greenmountaingrills.com.
Here's a man who thinks it's wrong not to fly your Texas flag as high as the stars and stripes. It's the Lone Star's Voice of Liberty. Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Visiting with Glenn Hager, the Comptroller of Public Accounts for the great state of Texas. Comptroller Hager, is it inaccurate to claim that if a taxing entity adopts the effective tax rate, that it has raised taxes across the aggregate of existing taxpayers on the same property tax the previous year?
Yeah, I think where it goes is that, you know, if you adopt the effective tax rate, then me as an individual taxpayer, you know, assuming that no new property is put on the rolls or anything's changed, then everything is staying the same. My taxes didn't go up. They didn't go down. Mm-hmm. Now, what will typically happen, because we're in a growing economy, is that someone built a new building. And so, right. therefore, because of that new building, there will be more revenues coming into whatever local governmental entity that is. So is there more taxes? Yes. But does that mean that yeah. everybody is paying more taxes? No.
It yeah, but that's more money. Revenue. That's more brings, revenue that's, to the local government.
It brings in more revenue to the governmental entity, but it doesn't necessarily mean that every individual is paying a dollar, a penny more, or $10, or $100.
Individual
taxpayer.
It's important, though, to point out that doesn't make the argument made by the commissioner correct, because those are outside of the effective tax rate. The effective tax rate is a calculation, and new property and improvements are outside of the effective tax rate. Thus, an effective tax rate does not raise taxes across the taxing body.
I don't disagree with you at all.
All right. Is Chris there where he can address a couple of these things on that sheet that the commissioner sent out?
He's right here. We were talking about that sheet earlier, okay. and just that whether we know those things are exactly, I mean, you know, we just don't know.
Well, but look, it's an absolute falsehood, Comptroller, to argue that in 2015, quote, adopted effective tax rate, but taxes increased by $12.72. He means, you know, per property. It's very unclear because the values increased. Well, that's not possible because the effective tax rate's calculated after factoring the values increase. He's got this multiple times. It's as if they're confusing total revenue to the local government with the effective tax rate, which, as you well described, only applies to property tax in the previous year that hasn't seen, you know, major improvement or something like that that changed its value greatly.
Right. No, I hear you.
Well, look, what are taxpayers supposed to say? What are they supposed to believe when the people are arguing that they need to raise their property taxes and are proposing adopting a tax rate higher than the effective rate? And the oldest tenured commissioner on the court is telling the public and from the dais in public on the video stream that adopting the effective tax rate is a tax increase on those people.
Robert, it's Chris, and I think you've hit the nail on the head here, which is that you know, local governments, local entities, they have bills to pay, they have needs, but it's important that they be honest with taxpayers about how they are intending to raise that revenue. And I think this is a case where someone either is not fully understanding how the effective tax rate is calculated, or they're looking at overall revenues to the taxing entity instead of, and using that as kind of a proxy for what individuals are paying. And neither one of those is presenting an accurate picture to taxpayers.
Well, you look down this list, And when you just, and I know you haven't been able to go back and look in the state's numbers and see, well, are all these numbers right? But just the descriptions out to the right of the columns don't make sense.
Correct. Yeah, and I think that that's, again, a misunderstanding of how the effective tax rate is actually calculated, because, as you say, the effective tax rate is calculated after appraised values are established.
Right. And
I think that that's why you've seen the legislature and the controller be a part of this property tax reform that has, one, clarified what these terms actually mean in clear language, and two, ensured that taxpayers have an opportunity to challenge tax increases and are educated on when those opportunities can be taken advantage of.
The new notices that the legislation provides for can't get here soon enough. Comptroller Glenn Hager and Comptroller's Office, Chris Bryan, thanks so much for your time today. I appreciate you guys at short notice taking the time to visit with us.